All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast.
We are broadcasting live from the Blue Wire Studios at the Wynn Las Vegas.
And we are with the very special Vanessa Lenges.
Hello, hello. It's nice to be here.
Wow.
Wow.
What
wow.
a trio. I feel honored to be a part of this.
I feel
sandwiched in between these two.
I feel so much love, and we're about to do the love episode.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Wait, have either of you ever stayed at this hotel before?
No.
Oh my God.
Tell us.
Oh my God. You're saying beautiful. You're hungry.
Mm. I got to go to your room and I was just blown away.
Isn't
it
nice?
The window.
No. Beautiful.
But Jenna, sandwich. After this, we have to go eat because the food here is very, very, very good.
Okay, let's do it.
Wing Lei is a Michelin starred Chinese restaurant.
Oh God, I'm starving, Kevin.
It is
starving.
So dumb. It's so good.
I'm so hungry.
Tell me what you had. I want to know. Just describe one. Just describe a highlight for me of a dish. I just want to just take me there.
They like, well, I don't, this may gross some people out, but they carve a whole duck.
That's
like,
what I was just going to say. Do they have duck?
Yes, they do.
It's important.
Do they have the skin with the sugar?
I don't think they have the sugar.
Okay.
That is the best thing in the entire world. It is, I don't know, maybe top three best meals I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm. What? Wow.
And I'm not even someone who loves a steakhouse, but the steakhouse here as well. Oh,
I might stay.
I love a steakhouse.
I know, look, I know that sounds like so fake and not real. I swear
I believe
real.
You.
It all feels very genuine,
it
Kevin.
Is.
Especially because you told me all of this offline, so you wouldn't. Yeah. That would be weird if you.
Oh, my stomach is growling.
He just lied to us.
Just a liar.
I've stayed here a lot of times. I went to a place last night I'd never been before. They have like it was like a restaurant that's near the casino. So I just because I've been to like the fancier ones.
Hop mm-hmm. in.
It was dim sum.
Oh, mm-hmm. stop!
Some of the best dim sum I've ever had in my life.
God, you're killing me. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like everywhere you go, people say I have the best dim sum place?
Yes.
That's just something I hear. On the regular.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I love dim sum.
And they're always wrong.
Mm-hmm. We gotta go to dim sum with your mom. We need chicken feet. Why do we always have to have chicken feet?
Oh, Jenna.
Tina Cohen Chang.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Wow.
This is season 3, episode 13, Heart. And its air date was February 14th, 2012, Valentine's Day, the Hallmark holiday. In the news, number one song was Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. How very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Clarkson was on American Dreams.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to say Linda Ronstadt.
Okay.
Can you Google that? Can I Google it?
I'll do it.
Okay. Kelly Clarkson, American Dreams.
That sounds right.
I remember that, actually. Yeah, she was amazing.
You had some good people on American Dreams.
Gosh. Brenda Lee. See? Knew I
didn't
have it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. The Vow was the number one movie with Rachel McAdams and Channing Tatum. Didn't see that.
I'm such a big fan of Channing Tatum.
Really?
And Rachel McAdams, actually.
Right.
On February 19th in Glee News, a city cam operator, Andrew Mitchell, won Camera Operator of the Year.
Well deserved.
Snapping.
And we were also, I remember we were pissed that it took so long.
Yeah, exactly.
But he deserves it. Because
so well deserved.
You've obviously talked about him to nauseam, about how magical he was. Oh, great.
Yes.
And like how I've never seen anybody dance while having a Steadicam operating system on their person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that his whole team would like surround him like a little amoeba and make sure he didn't trip or fall over a cord. Mm-hmm. It was just brilliant.
Truly.
It was surreal.
And
we always said like Glee wouldn't, he was the unofficial like 13th member of the Glee Club.
Yes.
And the Glee would not look how it looked without him.
No, yeah, absolutely not. Okay, great. I'm glad you guys have.
Oh yeah.
That's great.
But we can't get enough of him. So that's great.
We can't get enough.
This episode was directed by Brad Falchuk.
And it was, officially, unofficially written by Ali Adler and our team of Glee writers.
And we have two very, very, very special guest stars, Jeff Goldblum and Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Whoop, whoop.
I mean,
whoop, whoop. What a crew.
I got a selfie with Jeff Goldblum. It just, growing up in the 80s and the 90s.
Yes. Yes.
Icon. Icon.
Mm-hmm.
Icon.
What
icon.
Did he say
icon.
To you?
probably something super strange. We got to ride on a golf cart together. Mm. I snapped this selfie that became kind of my best picture of myself for a long time.
I love that.
Just because glowing. It was something to write home about. I mean, there's nobody like him.
Absolutely.
There's truly nobody like him.
A singular, singular person. Jenna.
I will say also, Court Overstreet.
Yes, what would you say?
The best impression.
Oh, I've seen
of
it.
Jeff Goldblum.
I asked him for an impression, and he said, "Oh God, let me see if I can work on it."
He sent it to you.
He sent it.
Oh wow. My God!
He sent it.
Which brings us to Demi Moore. Which brings us to Ashton Kutcher.
I'm obsessed.
It's so good.
I'm obsessed. That's so great.
Because what he would do, especially with Cord. Oh God, I'm sorry.
That took my breath away.
He would play this game where it was like association where you would do that. You would be like,
well, it was Jeff's idea.
Yes.
Jeff's like, let's play a game. And everybody's like, okay, like silent. We're all like silent. But Jeff wanted to be very engaged with everybody all the time, even offset. And so Cord, he played a lot of games, but
yes.
Cord is, you know, he soaks people up and spits them out. So,
which brings us. I didn't get to work a lot with Jeff.
Me neither.
You know Jeff.
Same.
We call him Jeff. And I walked out of my trailer. I think it was the episode after this, actually. And he's like, oh my God, it's you. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. He's like, it's you. You sing like a bird. And I'm like, what?
Jeff Goldblum said that about
you? Yes. I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, well, you raised me.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody said that to me recently at the coffee shop that I frequent almost daily. She was like, oh, queen, you raised me. And I was like, what?
It's like, no, we're not that old.
I've never heard that saying before. Like, I'd never heard somebody say that to me before. And I was like, wow, no, that is profound.
Chris posted a very, very apropos thing recently. It was a picture of him. And he's like, if you were old enough to have enjoyed my books and come up to me and saying, I grew up reading your books, don't come and say that to me.
And he like posted a grandma, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So the songs in this episode are Love by Nat King Cole.
Which was Harry's audition song.
Oh, very good. Let Me Love You by Mario. Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes. Home, Michael Bublé. I Will Always Love You. Highlight. Houston. You're the Top by The Cast of Anything Goes. Cherish by Madonna. And The Association, and Love Shack by the B-52s. There's some fun facts about this episode.
Yeah, the title of this episode is actually just the heart symbol, which is wild, which is crazy. And I liked the little Glee turned pink. Did you see that? Wasn't that cute? Little nice touch.
Very cute.
In the pilot episode, Rachel introduces her dads by showing a picture of the two of them. Her dads are not those dads in this episode.
Star-studded dads now.
Yeah. Now we get that. Stunt casting. This is actually not the first time Leah and Brian Stokes Mitchell co-starred. They were both in Ragtime on Broadway in 1998.
That's right.
Brian played Cole House Walker Jr. and Leah played the little girl.
Whitney Houston died unexpectedly and sadly on February 11th, 3 days before the episode was scheduled to air.
Yes.
And the day after the episode finished and was delivered to network. The episode was then dedicated to Whitney. It's really great.
I remember when that aired and people thought like we had done it and turned it around that quickly. But yeah, it was just by sheer coincidence.
Totally.
We did the Whitney episode later on.
Right.
After that, intentionally, but not.
That was happenstance.
Yeah.
Samuel Larson makes his debut as Showhart on Glee.
Ooh, the God Squad.
Mm-hmm.
The Britannicus was cut from the 4 p.m. episode, which is, who knew that they aired episodes that early, in the Philippines, but was shown in the primetime telecast at 9 p.m.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Okay.
I do like this one. The songs in Britney's playlist for Santana are Purple, People Eater, Disco Duck, Monster Mash, On Top of Spaghetti, Pac-Man Fever, Osama Yo Mama, and the Different Strokes theme song.
I can almost guarantee that this playlist is available on Spotify that somebody has done put this together. And also that she says that these are all the songs that play through her head when she thinks of her.
Yeah.
Just a great.
Britney's so special.
Yeah, so great. When Will suggests serenading people from classroom to classroom, Tina said the Glee Club went caroling 2 years before this episode, but it was actually technically only 1 year before.
Tina's bad with math. Whatever.
Jenna felt personally offended by that. I was like,
Jenna's bad with direction, Tina's bad at math.
That's fair. That is very fair. And Sugar says the only people with dates are allowed, only people with dates are allowed to come to her party. But Artie attends the party without a date, as well as the God Squad members and Kurt prior to Blaine's surprise return.
This seems like mostly a bouncer problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just didn't. Right. She probably fired somebody at the end of this night.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Give me the summary of this episode.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Will challenges the Glee Club to find the and perform the world's greatest love song.
So we've found that there's a pattern here, Vanessa, that Will doesn't come up with lesson plans in preparation. He figures them out on the fly all the
time. From other people and other influences.
And I have to say, I just think about this a lot. Like, I think that if this was an Ian thing, like, he thought it was a joke that how bad of a teacher Will is. Like, he purposefully did this because there's no other way around it.
It has to be a joke.
Bad teacher. Okay. So, Vanessa, this is a big episode for you.
Yeah, I got to speak.
So this is a very exciting
opportunity. I can't wait to hear about your first real big episode.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, still, to be fair, it was also like you stole it. It wasn't even like all your episode, but you stole it. It's yours.
Coming from thinking I was coming in for one performance mm-hmm. of a bad song to having the whole episode be like a Sugar Shack yes. Valentine's heart mm-hmm. theme, I felt honored and I was excited. It was like, oh yeah, give me something to do.
I ate it. This is very exciting.
It was a lot of the outfits went from an 11 to
17.
Yeah, 17 exactly. There's this one moment where I'm wearing that hat. What's that about?
I loved it though.
You loved it.
Yes.
Okay, great.
It absolutely made sense.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, let's see.
It seems like you had so much fun.
I had so much fun. So it kind of goes back to that, you know, getting that opportunity and wanting to have the best time with it. And then I have to admit, and this is not going to be a shock to anyone, but being able to have scenes with you, Kevin, and
mm-hmm. it was so cute.
And show off a little bit of how in love with you I am on camera. It was a dream come true. Oh,
likewise. It was such a joy.
Just a devastation that it ended how it ended, but.
I know.
Well, Rory really stepped in there.
Mm-hmm. Rory, first of all, singing home, saying I'm going to be like deported.
He really used it. He used his armor. He used it all.
I was like, that was cold.
I was like, ooh. That was nice for him as an actor because he's just so nice.
Yes.
Like,
so
sweet. Like, I love nice people, but sometimes you're like, but is there more. Anything else?
Give me more.
And I never knew that. But when he got to kind of play this manipulation, mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm. it was, yeah.
I'll do anything to get the girl. I was insignificant, but to win over you, like power yeah. game. I thought, wow, that's really nice. I like he brought it.
I thought the whole bit was really fun. Yes. Us trying to one up each other the whole time. That little montage was great.
Mm-hmm. That was really fun.
Really enjoyed that.
I was doing Love.
Yes.
That evening.
And you were back.
I was back, baby. But also ironically, I was back half because my boyfriend and I at the time had gotten into the biggest fight of our relationship, hands down, to this day. There was crying involved. There was fighting. And I had to come and shoot Love that night. Outrageous. Oof. And it was...
You were going through it.
Awful. I told Melissa Buell, my makeup artist, I said, like... Please fix me. My face was so puffy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh yeah,
You look different.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday. And I saw it. What is going on?
I noticed it too. I was like, wow, Jenna looks so different in this episode. But I didn't know exactly why, but that makes sense.
That number specifically, I was like, I have to go shoot tonight, and I had to go shoot a song about love. Awful.
Did Harry know?
No.
You just kept it.
Mm-hmm. Does it help though having someone who
Melissa?
Like Harry? Well, Melissa.
Melissa for sure.
I mean,
sure.
It's a very loving like mm-hmm. team you have there. And then Harry, older. Who was like super loving and generous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like stable. It's a really solid foundation.
Very protected. It was also good because it was only the two of us. Like imagine being in a choir room scene where you have to do it in front of everybody and everybody's wondering what's going on. Like this was a 6 p.m. shoot.
Yeah.
It was like just Brad. Ugh. You know what I mean? Like just Harry. Thank God.
Right.
But it's just so funny to like see on the outside. It just is such a good reminder for people in general. Like you just don't never know what people are going through and like how awful that was the experience and that shoot was for me. And it was like, finally I got a song. Finally mm-hmm. I had something to do. And then you're like, just fucking smile. Yeah.
It's like, I didn't mean now.
I want you to know that it read that you had a lot of emotion. So like it mm-hmm. read that it was passion, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, and, I never
and
know.
So it wasn't, okay. it gave it a lot of juice. And thanks. Then to know what was really going on, the second you told me earlier today, it rearranged in my mind mm-hmm. and I understood mm-hmm. the deeper thing and the thing that I was feeling and it hadn't connected it.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And then like, I don't know if people understand that actors, I mean, maybe now it's different, but when I was raised, in this industry, you can't be sick. You can't be sad. You can't be heartbroken. You don't get days off. You don't get There are no sick days.
Nothing.
There no,
there's nothing.
I leave it at the door.
What was that Paradise song that we did?
Paradise by
the Dashboard Light.
I was so sick that day.
Oh, Vanessa. Like, and that's so a hard sick. Number.
And then they had a dress on with the plastic. It was a strapless dress, so it had plastic rubber in it to keep it from moving. Mm-hmm. And I took it off the end of the day. I was so sick all day, and I had blisters from the plastic. And I was like, people don't understand that you don't get to be heartbroken. You don't get to have a fight with your partner, which everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to and be on camera for that. It's really a wild part of our
our
career. Or like, oh, I'm getting blisters on my dress. I don't want to complain.
Oh, definitely
I don't want to be that person. And it's like, of course our wardrobe people would probably be like, because they're so loving, like,
oh yeah,
tell me.
No.
But also you just don't want to be that person.
No, you're just and you're just trained not to. Like yes. It's the show must go on. It's totally. What's best for the it's what's best for the group, the what's best for the final product. And you just really, you know, get there. So I think, again, I compliment you both for having this podcast because it's really a nice time to process. And I loved learning that that was happening for you so that it could give some context to what I was feeling.
Yeah, I can't believe really that's what that was.
Yes.
And we both clocked it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't know what it was.
Kevin said this sweet thing. He was like, you've gotten so much prettier.
I'm like, you look like you've the older, like a fine wine.
Well, Kevin actually the other night, he I had posted a photo on Instagram. I don't remember what it was. And he goes, you're literally Benjamin Button. I laughed out loud because Kevin's the most complimentary person and my number one fan.
If I mean it.
But yes, if you mean it. So, but he's like, you're literally Benjamin Button.
Then I saw the episode. I was like, I didn't know you had been sobbing and like fighting all day. So your face was like distraught with feelings.
Yes.
So that makes so a lot
tired,
of sense.
So tired.
Ugh.
Anyway, but you know, lots of shout outs to like sweet Melissa Buell who like they just take care of you.
They really
you
know. Do.
I was also in a horrible relationship at the time.
Yes, that's right.
No one knew. And I think that all jobs you're not, you know, necessarily welcome to come in
totally
distraught or heartbroken, but there's something to if you don't show up and perform in the
compartmentalized
with the visual that we need to capture,
right.
You are wasting
thousands
and thousands of dollars.
Yes, in people's time.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's just a lot. And especially then, and it's Glee.
Right.
And it's where Glee, you know, the fame and the popularity. So it's just the pressure is added. It's just like a really intense human experience. I remember when Corey took a sick day. And I was like, wait, what? He's not coming to work? I don't know what the behind the scenes of that was. Do you remember?
I don't either.
There was one day and he just didn't show up.
Wow.
And he's not someone who would not.
And I remember thinking, I've never seen that happen in however long my decades. I've never seen somebody not show up to work.
No.
I remember because we've said this so many times about us being sick and like still showing up because I remember.
And now they would never do that with what we know about COVID and or viruses. And they'd be like, no, you can't be around. But that was not the case.
Well, because the whole thing is we all got a big lesson in insurance days.
Mm-hmm. You don't take insurance days.
No. And then I had a producer. I don't know if the producer was. Anyway, I found out that each insurance day ended up costing like $100,000 or something.
Yeah,
like
it's a big day.
So like it costs a lot of money if you have to rearrange it or shut down the day completely.
Yeah.
Then it's that much money.
It's almost a flaw to know it because then the guilt is on you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Not knowing, being like, I'm really sick today.
Yeah, they need to have a better system and I'm sure they're working on it.
Yeah.
Because people should be allowed to take sick days.
Especially in an ensemble cast like ours as well where there were so many times where a lot of us were just like sitting in the choir room not doing anything where like you could have just shuffled us around.
Mm-hmm.
And like, because sometimes you're not seeing everybody.
I think when you're filming three episodes at a time and juggling all of that, it's just like, no, there's just, it's just.
You're not in your right mind.
The show must go on.
Right.
But anyways.
We have to talk about.
Sugar Shack.
We have to talk about Sugar Shack. Yes, let's talk about the Sugar Shack.
So
Vanessa's dancing.
This whole episode starts like we have to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
For $250 for costumes and hairspray.
Mm, what? Okay.
I don't know. Maybe however expensive that light up wall that Sam used for Mercedes in the Michael episode could have paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Or the $10 gram performance, right, that the God Squad did. Yes. I was like, what? That cost $10? They rented a choir.
Yeah. None of them, it's like Monopoly money. None of it makes any sense. Right. But then Sugar pulls out the wad of cash and it's like, anyway, here, I'm throwing a party. Also hilarious.
Yeah.
That whole like.
Daddy's throwing a party.
Yes. And is my memory correct? Did they build the Sugar Shack? Because normally we filmed.
Breadsticks.
Yeah, but normally we film breadsticks in a real location.
No. What do you mean? Oh, that's a good question. What do you mean?
Breadsticks was normally filmed at the commissary.
Yeah.
There was one time where they built.
No, that's true. It was on a stage.
Sugar Shack was on a stage, right?
I think so. I really do, because I remember being. I remember there being a fake set wall.
Yes. And those, because they built the stage at the end of it. That's not normally there.
Maybe that's why, is they needed the stage and they couldn't build it at the commissary.
And I think we needed longer in it because the scene was so long.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good memory. No, because they had they had to film other scenes from the, because it was featured a lot in the episode. Okay. Right. That makes sense.
So I didn't make that up.
Right? No, I don't think you did at all.
Because I remember like where I was sitting and like walking in there, I'm like, I can't believe they just built
That was a boost
replica
for my ego. They built the Sugar Shack for you. Sugar.
There's a couple times that also in this episode where Rachel and Finn walk in on opposite sides of the back of the auditorium. And I had my friends like watching this episode with me. It was like, we built that. Like, I didn't personally build that, but like the budget for the show was so insane
at that point
that that auditorium is a foot by foot replica of a real auditorium
on a stage,
which is so odd. Anyway,
and now it's gone. A lot of things kind of culminate to this Sugar Shack, right? Mm-hmm. So there's the God Squad members, which are Mercedes, Sam, and Quinn, and Joe Hart, Samuel Larson, who joins the cast, who was on the Glee project. And when I went to go do the like judging mentoring thing, was like, God, that kid's a star. Like he just had superstar. So much soul to him.
Yeah.
So funny. His teen Jesus. And they're doing these Gorilla Grams, and Santana, there's like a big conflict about Santana singing a song to Britney or hiring them to sing a song because it is the God Squad.
Sam shaking her head. Sam's furious about this.
Yes. Well,
it doesn't.
No, it was that the principal said they can't do PDA. It wasn't the God Squad that said no. It was the.
Well, it was the God Squad that launched it.
Yes, right. Yes. So Figgins says that Santana and Britney can't kiss in public, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And then it led to Santana going to the God Squad and kind of testing the limits of which. Her saying like there's this double standard, right? Mm-hmm. And we're
living in the amazing positive impact that Glee has had in the world. Mm. Like I think people watched and said, wait, that is fucked up,
right?
You know, like where do I see this double standard everywhere? And young people, mm-hmm. You know, young people who hadn't yet been just completely conditioned to think that that's okay,
right,
got to say, wait, no, I don't think that's cool.
I think that's right, because a couple episodes ago when Santana was forced out of the closet, there was a lot of blowback from that episode, negative pushback, because of all the things that you just said, where they sort of like fumbled that storyline, and then also talked about how Rachel and Finn are kissing all the time, but they're not really ever featuring Santana and Britney. And at the same time, there were all this pushback from like these religious groups on like social media and things. So this episode or the storyline felt like it was in direct response to all of that, being like, we hear you, we know what you're saying.
Right.
Ultimately, we're still going to do what we want to do, but like, we're going to like sort of appease this religious section and also to the fans, but like to an extent, like we'll have the conversation in a way that's like, okay, sure, this represents like a part of the country. And then you have the fans who are upset about, which I like that Santana kept calling out.
Right.
Rachel and Finn the entire time, like, ugh, like, come on. Like, we're seeing so this funny all the time.
Yes.
And it was like, okay, yeah, these are the things that we sort of
needed
to hear and didn't address
before.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're doing a little backpedaling here, like making up for the things that we might have fumbled.
Totally. I love that about Glee. I love that how, you know, real-time conversation on such a big macro level.
Yeah.
You had to.
And it was live. Like you were working,
right,
working these taboos out live.
Right.
Well, because it's kind of trippy.
It was the first time that you also had the opportunity to have in society a real-time response to mm-hmm. normal and average people around the world, because right. normally
everybody's voices were there,
and they're all
social
equal
media. Yeah,
because like before, like if you're getting a review, it's in a newspaper right. and it's from one person.
No, you're like, this is the collective. This is how we feel. This is how this group feels. This is how this group feels. And you're, you know, you're in relationship, in conversation without using the show. It's right. It's quite brilliant.
And I think it was something like Ryan also had to learn to listen to or not listen to, because mm-hmm. you're learning in real time. Do I need to personally address these things or not?
Yeah.
Like, right. is it
or
better?
Fix it. Let me just fix.
So I think sometimes correct. It was a good thing. And I think a lot of times maybe it wasn't. Mm, but
right.
I think in this one, it was like good and maybe not.
Right.
At the same time.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim cover ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I wanted to talk about you at Sugar Shack.
Yes.
Just
living.
Like, get you on a stage.
Put me on a table, really.
Yeah, that was
right.
So good.
Was that your idea?
Oh gosh, I have no idea. Probably not. I mean, I will. Yeah. I'm always a yes to standing on a table. If you want me to stand on this table,
it probably was your idea, or Zach saying like, get on the table.
Yeah, just do it already. It's weird that you're not. Yeah, I loved it. It was the sparkly microphone, the furry jackets.
Do you remember after the God Squad performs, you get up there and you're like, Jesus.
That feels like an improvisation.
That was definitely Vanessa.
But the brilliance of like you as Sugar is like all these lines feel like they could be improvised. Like that's how natural it felt.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much was improvised and how much wasn't, but I'm sure.
Because Brad was directing, feel like you can sort of get away with a little bit.
Yeah, he's totally more lenient
he
about it.
You.
Well, that's, I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he definitely
and
did.
I also, you know, was going to shoot my shot. And what I knew about Glee is that they will cut out whatever they don't like.
Right. No, because there's not a lot of time. So.
Yeah, so I went for it. And it was so fun. I was watching it and thinking, we all had an amazing time.
We did.
We was like, it was fun. And speaking about kind of your re-entry, like it was like a bonding time for you and me.
It was.
It was really, everyone was having fun. And I think the new, the new kids.
Yes.
It was just a nice, it was nice. It was nice. Darren was back.
Yes.
It was like the gang was finally back together.
It felt, vibe check.
Yeah.
It felt really.
Totally.
Like truly fun.
I was also happy you had a position of sort of
leadership. Right. I was hosting the party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. The character, real life, all the interpersonal relationships.
Because I think there's no way to not, for some people, to like judge their position in the hierarchy, not based off of your personal relationships, but based off of like how much you're getting in the story.
Mm-hmm.
Where like sometimes you could feel like you're worth feels dependent upon that.
Yes.
But our relationships were so good with one another that we at least had that.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yes.
But like every now and then it would get to you or get to us that like, oh, well, am I being valued? Am I still wanted here?
That's what it was at the base level. Like, am I feeling valued? Am I feeling worthy? Am I feeling like I'm being utilized or for the thing that I want to, that I was hired to do,
right?
Yeah, and it's hard. And it's hard on your ego and it's hard on, you know, it's just, there's a lot of things. And when you're dealing with stuff in your personal life as well, it's like, how do you get out of the mindset of this when you're all here all the time? Like, it's such a mind fuck and a balance.
Definitely.
But it was a really nice re-entry. And also for you, for, you know, like a real introduction to Sugar again.
Yeah.
Like,
she was like screaming, can't we all just get along?
Yes.
That was the, like under, it. That was the baseline message. And also, I think that was the time where there was fan fiction about Sugar Mata being Brittany and Santana's daughter from the future coming back to
keep her. How do you feel about that?
Love. I was so obsessed. I thought, I was like, fan fiction? I didn't know about fan fiction until then. And I thought, this is so fun.
Well, a fan wrote in and asked you how you felt about that. So I'm really glad that you addressed it.
Wow. Okay. What did they want to know?
They wanted to know how you feel about it.
Oh, that's crazy. I should really read these notes. I don't have those notes.
No,
that's why.
No, we kept that from
you. That's good. I like things being kept from me. I love surprises. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was like one episode where I was wearing a shirt and it said the future, and that happened before I knew the fan fiction.
God.
So then they had this, you know, evidence of that evidence. It was happening. Mm-hmm. And then I was just kind of learning how to use social media. And so it was fun for me to take behind the scenes pictures. And I think at one time I swaddled myself in a blanket and had them, had Naya and Heather hold me.
My God.
And like put that out, and that was really fun. So it kind of, like we were talking about earlier, how Glee was a conversation between the fans and the show real time. Mm-hmm. I got to kind of taste that with this Britannia.
That is really funny.
Yeah, storyline was really fun. And then it also gave me, like we were talking earlier, how I just love to build out the world. It gave me, I just adopted it. I was like, I am actually here from the future to, and I have a mission to keep my, you know, keep my moms together. Then the wedding episode made so much more sense
you
to
came
me
back
because I was like,
she
was just,
really did use it.
I swear to God in my soul, I swear to something else.
Swear to us.
Yeah. I swear to both of you. Look at these gods. I swear that was for sure something I pulled in, and I loved doing that, and it felt like a wink to people, and it gave me it gave me something to chew on and create. And so the wedding episode, really, I had that that satisfaction sensation. I did it.
How did it feel? Was there any sort of weirdness you coming back after having an episode off?
To be honest, no.
That's good.
I feel like it had settled after Michael,
mm-hmm.
like all the hubbub and all the shit I was hearing. And then I feel like the time away was actually just time away. Mm. It was actually great for me. Space. Like, I wish everybody got an episode away, to be honest.
To reset.
And then when I came back, it was like, I was going through a lot mentally on my own and personally. So it felt like, I had other things to deal with. So I was like, you know what? Let me just come back and do my job and like shut my mouth and like do my thing. And I had a song and I had like, you know, and it was like Vanessa's episode. We had fun. I was just trying to like have fun, I remember. But it wasn't, it wasn't crazy.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Speaking of, there's a lot of songs in this episode.
And why was your favorite Let Me Love You?
Yes.
Because your bird song.
Yeah.
Your bird song.
Your bird song.
Because had we gone to Mexico together at this point?
I don't think so.
No, that's impossible, right? We went after the season.
We were building the relationship.
This was just us building the relationship. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. That doesn't have to be your favorite song.
It is. Well, I don't know. Amber singing.
Yeah.
I will always love you.
There's just no.
Well, that gets an A++. I'm just waiting to say it now.
I will always love you was.
Hands down.
What?
Having you serenade me felt real. That's what I'll say. I felt like it was, you were serenading.
You were reacting in the room like I was personally it was, I remembered
it. Was deep.
She's like, oh my God.
I know.
God.
I was like, she is giving it right
now. Sometimes
now.
You couldn't believe if she was doing it as Sugar or was this Vanessa?
It was Vanessa. That's what I was telling you earlier. You were telling me I was always so professional and always in character and never dropped. Yeah. That was definitely a point where I dropped. It was so romantic.
Yeah, but
and
you
it was
know,
sexy.
I just say I wanted that song on the show for so long.
Oh, wow. Did you campaign for that song?
Yes.
Cool.
And I stopped campaigning for songs after this.
That was it? You're done?
Well, you were because like, I've done enough.
I didn't like the version.
Oh, Kevin.
Oh, you're so hard on ourselves.
I thought it was great.
But we are
no,
so
they hard like they made it like a little faster because they wanted it to be dancey.
Fit it in.
I was like, that's not the type of
song.
Well,
the song
is.
Had to fit into the episodes too. They made everything faster.
I know. It took out all the soul to me. I was like, this is an R&B song. You've now taken out the R.
Well,
and
you definitely brought
like what Vanessa is now
you
just like a
bring
pop
it,
song.
Because I felt it.
But I
wouldn't have felt it if you didn't bring it.
But I also had lost my voice. Do you remember this?
I lost my voice too.
I had a cold the week before.
Oh.
And so I was in the recording studio and I was like, maybe I just don't get it. And like nothing was coming out. No. And I was supposed to go to New York to do like an event and also see this boy I was hooking up with. And the producer was like, you can't go to New York unless you finish this song tonight.
Oh.
A producer of the show, not music producer. And he knew why I wanted to go to New York.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, just give me a couple. Can I get some more tea? They were patient.
I am seeing this boy.
And it took me a couple hours. I'm like, I have a romantic hot getaway to New York for the weekend. And I got to go. And so
I never would have known that. Like I had lost my voice in love too. You can hear a little bit of rasp. And I would never have known with yours.
Oh, because they fixed me, baby.
Okay. Well, I give that one an A.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I'll take it.
Can we rate, we're rating I Will Always Love You as well because that gets an A++.
So Jens and I watched the episode together and I'm saying this and I don't think he'll mind or be embarrassed. Full sobs, like crying. The whole face, his like face was pink.
Aww.
He was so moved.
Wow.
There's certain people who when they sing, no matter what, like you feel
you can see into their soul.
Yeah, but this was used for like the storyline between Mercedes and Sam. But it's like when Amber opens her mouth to sing something, it connects on so many different layers of like the human condition.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, obviously works so well between their amazing relationship, but also how do I not contemplate life?
Yeah.
When like you listen to her sing something, it just has so much more power.
And the way they edit it in those three sections.
In the gown.
She looked like Elphaba in Defying Gravity.
It felt like like layers being revealed to us.
Yes.
And that last one, you're glimpsing into the power, talent, and presence of this woman.
Yes.
Who now has gone beyond that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even at that moment, you were like, this is the biggest, most powerful, most radiant being. And it just felt like it was revealed as they kept cutting.
And then Corn on the other end. I was
crying.
The whole thing, that whole episode.
Come
he
on
was
now, Corn.
Bringing it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so weird and odd to stand on the other side of someone performing and giving it to you like that. And you just have to like react.
Right.
And there's something special between those two.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
We're going to uncover this.
Yeah. Can we just talk about how Jeff Goldblum and Brian, like.
We'll get more of them, which is also great.
But just. Their whole conniving stuff with the kids up in the room, cheersing, like clinking their glasses.
I also like, I'm like, why? Where is all this money coming from? They look so wealthy. And I was like, this is crazy. Well, they're in Lima, Ohio.
Jeff Goldblum has a whole thing about Nate Burgess. And Brian is like, that's not true. None of this is true.
Yes. Yeah. It still looked good in there, though, I will say.
Wait, Carol's reaction to Finn being like, Sam pointed this out, like, why don't we do this more often or something, right? Is that what it was? But the wine, I don't know. Seeing all the parents together, it's like, they let Carol out of the basement for a little bit.
Yes, exactly. They let Carol out of the basement. Yeah. So I don't know. We're going to get a lot more of them and the whole storyline of this whole Rachel Finn engagement, like, and announcing to their parents and their parents like being on board. But then I guess like they're kind of not, and they're trying to get them to delay it is like, I don't know. I don't know. Again, another like it feels like Beth, the Beth Shelby storyline a little bit.
A little bit.
We will,
but a little more enjoyable.
Get there.
Far.
Yes. And then also next episode, we'll also unpack this whole Kurt and Karofsky, which Karofsky ends up being the secret admirer that Kurt thought was Blaine. Sending the Gorilla Grands and all of these things. But that becomes a much bigger thing. And hopefully we can reach out to Max to see if we can talk to him a little bit or if he can voice note us about the experience of that next episode, because it's so excellent and heartbreaking and tragic. But
and shout out to Darren's eye patch.
Well, hold that for tardy takes. Okay, so let's rate these real quick.
Okay.
Love, I give a B minus.
No, I give that an A.
Okay, fine.
I give that an A plus plus to just to know where you were and honestly what you transmitted. You like
it was really sweet.
Used what was there, and it was emotional, and I really enjoyed it.
Agreed.
Stereo Heart, we haven't rated.
B
minus.
Yeah, it's fine.
It made me uncomfortable.
It was like a little bit too much of the God Squad, if you ask me.
One too many scenes.
Yeah.
Is that the one where the choir comes up? $10?
That's what we're talking about.
I was like, how much is this? $10?
The chord rapping made me a little uncomfortable.
Home.
Great.
Yeah, super good.
So sweet.
Cherish.
B.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. See?
Love Shack.
Love Shack is
A plus for Sugar's performance.
Yes. And everybody sang together, you know, it was like everybody got their voices in that one, and it was real. The team is together and everyone's having fun. So
thank God for you. You made that whole scene, like that whole section work.
Yes.
Like your energy, just your lights off screen is the same as it is
meant
on screen.
To be a host.
Yeah.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tardy takes.
Okay.
Cringe moments. The whole God Squad thing about debating whether it's gay is okay is like...
a little weird. I mean, more than a little weird.
Like, ouch. Best dance move. Sugar in the Love Shack.
I mean, Sugar all the time.
Best song. I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, that has to be it.
Best performance by a prop. I will say Blaine's eye patch.
Yes, exactly.
It was brief, but it was there.
What did you love about it?
That it was insane.
Yeah, it was so weird.
And then he
flicks it off as if he doesn't need it.
No, like miraculous eye recovery.
I also love the rain of sequence.
That was so much fun. The heart.
The heart shower.
Oh, it was so cute. The confetti.
The confetti. You guys are so cute.
Love that. I found hearts in my wheelchair until the end of the series. Like once or twice a season, I'd be like, what is this? And it'd be another
everywhere,
heart.
Everywhere.
They were everywhere.
It was so fun though.
It was so cute.
I feel like people were having to throw them from the side.
Yes.
Like it was a very all hands on deck.
Yeah, it was. It looked really good. The effect was great.
Best line.
Oh, Sugar's got so many.
Maybe my dad can buy Ireland.
Oh,
so good.
That was funny.
Jesus.
Oh, wait.
Jesus. What was that?
they said that one out of every 10 people. They say that one people out of every 10 are gay. Isn't it like one out of every six now? And if that's true, that means one of the 12 apostles might have been gay. And my guess is Simon, because that name's the gayest. Oh, and then they bring that back a couple lines later.
Yeah, Cord said something about Simon later. Yeah. It was funny.
Performance MVP, Vanessa.
Obviously.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
I accept. Okay, shit we found on TikTok. Max Lockett sent in the most embarrassing cast photos of us doing press shots, basically calling out how we had to pose for these and how we posed in these insane photo shoots. There's that racy GQ one with Diana Lee and Corey. There's Rolling Stone. There's like some TV Guide. There's Vogue. Some of them were cool. Some of them were, it felt like prom, you know, where it's
like, all of
we're
them.
Gonna regret
he
some
also
of these.
Was like, let's, he's very, that was very glee of him to like point out the thing that we were doing at the time that was very glee related or glee camp satire.
Some of those I have not seen in a very long time.
Well,
it makes me a little
maybe we
uncomfortable.
Shouldn't. Vanessa, thank you for joining us for so many weeks. It's been such a joy to have you.
I don't know what we're going to do without you.
I know, you don't have to. I'll be back. Anytime you're the win, I mean.
I mean, thank you. Thank you. There's a full team here at Blue Wire Studios at the win. So thank you so much for putting up with us, for having us.
Win Las Vegas for having us. What a joy.
Put in a good word with whoever makes these decisions. We would love to be back. We love it.
And that's what you really missed.
From the Win Las Vegas.
Bye.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.